institution of how they celebrate their royal family.
Yeah.
In KZN especially, the Zulu kingdom really celebrated the Zulu king. So our condolences to the whole Zulu royal family and the Zulu kingdom as a whole. Then the recovery rate in South Africa at the moment sitting at 94.8%. And then, I mean, it's been almost a month, if not over a month, that we've had our first set of vaccines. We have still not been able to get rid of all 160,000 vaccines that we have here in South Africa.
I saw somebody do the math and said that if we continue at the current rate of vaccination, it'll take 12 years for us to do the entire country.
Do you think they've called clicks?
I don't know.
They need to call clicks, guys.
I'm so angry, and this was actually a conversation I wanted to have with you in the future at some point, was that I think the private sector needs to get involved and not even ask for permission at this point. I think clicks and Dis-Chem, whoever it is, whatever pharmacy groups, step up, go and secure the bag for us, charge us for it then. We're not going to expect you, if you've gone and spent your own money, we will pay you back. You know what I'm saying?
I think we should have the right, or the choice, should I say, as people, to pay for it if we want.
Agreed.
Thing of waiting for the free one and waiting in line, and when it's your turn. Guys, if there are free ones that are for sale, Discovery, Bonitas, Best Med, all of those medical aid companies, buy some and then charge us 800 rand. You know?
I agree.
And I know that not everyone can afford it.
No, but it'll
wait for the government.
It'll take the pressure off of the government as well. If, say, a million people in South Africa can afford the vaccine, let's get those million people vaccinated. It can only help at the end of the day. And it's exactly why America is doing so incredibly well, because their private sector got deeply involved. CVS, Target, Walmart, you can, Walgreens, you can go and get a vaccine at the same place where you do your shopping. So and that's why they're doing millions a day, because they have this crazy network of vaccines.
Heck of a lot of testing places in the country at the moment. Use them as vaccine places to double up testing and vaccines at the same spot, and we'll vaccinate a heck of a lot more people quicker. So I don't know why the governments are not doing it.
It's
I don't know if it's politically motivated.
Definitely.
And they're waiting to give the contract to some crony of theirs to vaccinate. But
I heard, I did hear, you and I actually had this conversation. I know we're going on a little bit about this, but it is something that you and I feel passionately about, and it's a conversation I'd like to have with you on air. And we've only got a 40 minutes left.
Yeah, we got 40 minutes.
So, I did hear an interview with Alan Windey